We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Another big story, maybe not as positive of a story, and I know one that you and I have been very interested in this morning, BMAC, is the reaction to Tom Izzo and the interaction that he had with one of his players yesterday. They call a timeout. They're coming off the court. He was very animated talking to one of his players. I'm interested to get your take as someone who played high level. You played college football. You played NFL football. I'm sure you played for coaches that got in your face from time
to time.
Mickey
Andrews.
Because I feel a very specific type of way about what Tom Izzo did yesterday. Get your take first, and then we'll sort of go back and forth.
I have no issue with what he did. He didn't disrespect the play at all. He just made it known that he would not tolerate not hustling. That's old school coaching. You know, my coach at Florida State, Coach Andrews, who I love to death, used to jump on us. Not literally, but verbally. He would not tolerate anything but effort, fighting, going hard, not just from the field standpoint, academically also. And he always used to tell us, I know he used to tell me all the time, if you can't handle my tough coaching, you can't handle life. You can't. Life is hard. Life is hard. You're going to have issues, adversity to jump over. But if you can't handle that on the collegiate standpoint, what you going to do when life jumps on you?
And my question is, it sounds like he made the expectation very clear, right?
Yeah.
Your coach in your situation. And if you were to get jumped on in a situation, you probably weren't super surprised about it.
Nobody was surprised.
You did something to warrant that
reaction. And your peers know why he's doing what he's doing, because he handled everybody the same.
Exactly.
You cannot expect a coach to coach soft and expect for his players to play hard. That's why Tom Izzo is great. That's why he is great.
That's exactly my question.
Old school coach.
To everybody who's upset with what Tom Izzo did yesterday.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Tom Izzo coach before? Because if not, then I could see how you'd be surprised. If you've watched Michigan State play basketball ever in the last 20 years, he does this sometimes. And the other thing that I think is really important to watch in this clip, if it's your first time seeing Tom Izzo do this to a player, watch the way the rest of the team reacts.
Yeah.
No one was surprised. No one was startled. No one freaked
out. They know what town is. Yes.
They stepped in a little bit and sort of separated and went back to the huddle and all that sort of stuff. But everybody knows, man, because that's the expectation.
Yes. People can be so sensitive sometimes. It's annoying, man. And then you complain when you're not winning ball games. Then you complain when the players are not doing what they're supposed to do. But then you complain when a coach jumps on a player verbally because he's not doing what he's supposed to do. It's his job as a head coach to call him out. Like, hustle. You know what? This is a one-and-done situation. We have there's no tomorrow if we don't take care of what we're supposed to do today. Treat it as such. Stop being so – man, listen, Coach Andrews, I used to get cussed out so much. Oh, my goodness. Like, man. But I knew why he was doing what he was doing.
He made you better.
He made me better.
There you go.
Not just from the football standpoint, but in life.
And to me, it's all about consistency. If this is something that you know is part of Tom Izzo's coaching philosophy, then great. And they know that. Because the relationship off the court is strong enough. Again, you saw the way everyone reacted when he did it.
Yeah.
If the relationship and the trust and the communication has been there before that moment, then you can react like that in those moments and everything's okay.
You got to coach hard for your players to play hard and win.
Yeah.
I mean, Coach Andrews told me one time. Now, I was an All-American player when I came out, and he told me, he's like, you know what, McFadden, either I'm a bad coach or you're a bad player. And my resume tells me that I'm a good player. I mean, I'm a good coach. He said, this is what we're going to do. If we don't get you in line
to
live up to these expectations, I want you to run away from Tallahassee. I'll tell your mom I haven't seen you. I don't know where he went. You wouldn't miss it.
The mental warfare. That's very well done.
Told me that in my face.
Yeah.
He said, my resume tells me I'm a good coach.
And what'd
you
do?
I think you're a bad player.
Tried hard.
I got right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I got right. Now, he said it a little differently. Now, we're on the radio. Now, he had a lot of
sure.
Beep, beep,
understood.
Beep. in there.
Izzo had some of those beeps last night,
question,
too.
But I welcome that because now as a man, I appreciate that. And sometimes I used to get mad. I used to get pissed off. I used to want to, like, you know, just jump on him one good time and let him know, like, stop trying me. But I understand what he was doing because he knew I had greatness in me. And a coach, he also used to tell players, if I'm not saying anything to you, you should be concerned. Because I don't think you can do it.
I don't think that we can complain, and we hear this as a societal complaint sometimes, that the younger generation is soft for whatever. Well, we're not the same toughness that we've seen in generations prior.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with that, and that's something that you actually feel, then you can't get upset when guys like Tom Izzo coach their teams mm-hmm. in an old school manner the way that he did last night. Because the reason that if that were true, and I'm not one that actually does believe that the younger generation is, that some might be, yep. but I think that that's been true. Every older generation says that about every younger generation. Ah, you guys are soft. You have it better than the way we had it. I think that, that's just a time-honored tradition of getting older and making fun of the younger generation. If you believe that's true, though, then you have to allow people to coach the way that Tom Izzo coached and instill some level of toughness.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.